Let's go!
Well, Kyle, the Cardinals are obviously coming off a very difficult loss in London. There's no question about that, but even more so, the loss of quarterback Carson Palmer breaks his left arm, will be out a significant amount of time. Bruce Arians on Monday was talking about how Palmer is getting a second opinion, might not be as long as the 8 weeks originally guesstimated, but still could be. I guess Carson Palmer is even talking 4 to 6 weeks. That seems like an optimistic timetable. But obviously, the Cardinals are going with Drew Stanton going forward.
And it's nice that Palmer is in that frame of mind where he's already thinking about, hey, I want to get back out there. I'm going to rehab hard. We'll see where they are in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, see how this team is doing, what it means at that point. Drew Stanton is a guy who has a lot of experience, didn't play very well in London. Bruce Arians said once he gets more practice under his belt with the starters, he'll get in a little better rhythm. Obviously, the ceiling isn't as high offensively. You're going to have to rely on the run game a lot. Hopefully, Adrian Peterson can continue to play well, more like the Tampa Bay game as opposed to the Los Angeles game.
Stanton has gone 6-3. If you go by the quarterback wins statistic, has gone 6-3 in the last couple times that he's had stretches of starting in 2014 and then last year the one game in San Francisco. Bruce Arians was talking about also Blaine Gabbert getting a chance to get some practice time, but he's made very clear Blaine Gabbert is the number two guy. And the other thing that was kind of interesting is he said, hey, we've gone with two quarterbacks the whole time that I'm here, or most of the time when I'm here. We're not going to sign anybody unless it's somebody on the practice squad. And no matter what happens, whatever the timeline, he's made it very clear that he thinks Carson Palmer is going to come back this year.
Yeah, and it's interesting with a guy like Gabbert, where in the past your third string quarterback wasn't somebody who had this type of higher end potential. So he is backing up Stanton a lot and saying Stanton is my guy, but it will be interesting to see if Stanton struggles a little bit, does he change his mind? Because Gabbert played really well in the preseason. He was a high draft pick, so he's somebody that at least seems like he could be an option if Stanton struggles.